So a trucking company in Ohio just saved 20% on fuel costs. They didn't hire a genius logistics consultant. They didn't redesign their entire fleet. They just let an AI figure out the routes. And somewhere, a driver is getting a notification on his phone that says, turn left in 400 meters because a machine learning model predicted 3 hours ago that there would be a traffic jam on the highway he was supposed to take. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. And this one is genuinely fascinating to me because it's happening in an industry most people don't think about until their package is late. Logistics. Specifically, the AI companies that are quietly rewiring how stuff gets from point A to point B. So here's the setup. You've got two companies, Project 44 and Four Kites, that have raised somewhere north of $1 billion combined. And what do? They predict when your shipment is going to arrive. That's it. That's the pitch. Except it's not that simple. Here's where it gets interesting. These aren't just GPS trackers. These are full-blown AI platforms that are ingesting data from tens of thousands of carriers, ocean vessels, rail lines, trucking fleets, and then building predictive models that say, hey, that container leaving Shanghai, it's going to be late into Los Angeles because port congestion is trending upward and the vessel's current speed suggests a delay before the delay happens. Project 44 has raised over $900 million. Investors include Goldman Sachs, TPG, Thoma Bravo. These are not small bets. And the reason they're writing those checks is because the problem being solved is enormous. Every day, companies are eating the cost of late shipments, unexpected stockouts, and what the industry calls OTIF failures, on time in full. When you miss that, retailers charge you back. Manufacturers shut down production lines. It cascades. And honestly, I think this is one of the most underappreciated AI success stories right now. Because it's not flashy, there's no chatbot, there's no image generator, it's just math. Really good math applied to a really expensive problem, and it works. The takeaway here is that the first wave of AI that actually prints money isn't consumer facing, it's deeply operational, it's buried inside supply chains. And the companies that figured that out early are now worth billions. But here's the thing, while everyone was watching the big visibility platforms raise hundreds of millions, something else was happening at the street level. Literally. Story number two, last mile delivery. And this is where AI gets personal. Think about what happens when a driver shows up at your door. That moment, that final stop, is the most expensive, most chaotic, most constraint-heavy part of the entire delivery chain. You've got time windows, you've got apartment buildings where the buzzer doesn't work, you've got a driver who has 47 more stops and it's already 2 p.m. Companies like Rootific and OnFleet are building AI routing engines specifically for this problem, and the math underneath is something called the vehicle routing problem, a classic optimization challenge that, when you add real-world constraints like time windows and driver hours and traffic, becomes almost incomprehensibly complex. So what these companies did is combine traditional optimization algorithms with machine learning. The AI learns from historical routes. It learns that stop 14 always takes longer than expected, because there's no parking on that block. It learns that Tuesday afternoons on the east side of the city are slower than Tuesdays on the west side, and it bakes all of that into the route it suggests tomorrow morning. The results are real, up to 20% fuel savings, more stops per shift, tighter delivery windows. But here's the part that doesn't make the press releases. Drivers hate it sometimes, and I think that's worth sitting with. Because when the algorithm suggests a route that ignores local knowledge, that doesn't account for the fact that a certain road floods when it rains, or that a particular customer always needs extra time, it creates pressure, unrealistic schedules. And in a job where you're already racing the clock, that matters. The practitioners on Reddit, the actual dispatchers and drivers, they're not talking about fuel savings, they're talking about needing manual override buttons. They're talking about legacy systems that don't integrate. they're talking about the gap between what the demo looks like and what Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. actually looks like. And if you're thinking, wait, isn't AI supposed to solve all of this? Yeah, that's what the pitch deck says. Reality is messier. Quick hits before we go. NVIDIA, yes, the chip company, has built a GPU accelerated route optimization engine called QOpt that solves these massive routing problems up to 120 times faster than traditional CPU solutions, which means the math that used to take hours now takes minutes. DHL is partnering with AI providers to cut emissions through smarter routing, and someone on a logistics forum pointed out, quite correctly, that the best AI routing tool in the world is useless if it can't talk to your 15-year-old TMS software, which, fair point. So here's what connects all of this. We talk a lot about AI in terms of chatbots and art generators and things you can see and touch, but the AI that's actually transforming the economy right now, it's invisible. It's running in the background of every shipment, every delivery, every supply chain decision. It's predicting that your package will be late before anyone else knows. It's rerouting a truck driver around a traffic jam he hasn't hit yet. It's doing the unglamorous, essential work of keeping the physical world moving. And the companies that figured out how to make that work, not just in theory, but in practice, integrated into real operations with real drivers and real constraints, those are the ones writing the future of how stuff moves. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.